Bombardier to lay off 1,700. Spending bill addresses L.A. helicopter noise, and a Sea Ray amphib is down in Florida. This is Aero News for Thursday, January 23, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Bombardier has announced that it will lay off about 1,700 workers in its aerospace division, shortly after saying the entry into service of the C-Series aircraft will be delayed until sometime in 2015. The move will eliminate 1,100 jobs in Canada and 600 in the U.S., according to a report from Reuters. Bombardier said it needs to cut expenses and still make major investments in the C-Series and Learjet 85 aircraft that it has under development. The company sent a memo to staff obtained by Reuters that indicated the company was putting stricter spending controls in place to, quote, consistently meet our budget through 2014, end quote. Analysts say the move confirms that Bombardier is very concerned about their cash position. The memo said that the employees would be laid off in the manufacturing, engineering, sales, and support segments of the aerospace division. The company said that it would work to match employees targeted for layoffs with a few hundred openings that it is working to fill. Buried in the 1,582 pages of the $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill passed by Congress is a provision that would require the FAA to reduce helicopter noise in the Los Angeles, California area, unless it can show voluntary efforts are effective in achieving that goal. The bill says that within a year of its passage, the FAA must begin writing such regulations unless the voluntary efforts are successful, according to a report posted by the Helicopter Association International. The language is the result of political pressure from Southern California lawmakers forcing the FAA to circumvent the regulatory process, the association says. The Secretary of Transportation is currently required to study and adjust helicopter routes over L.A. neighborhoods if such adjustments would reduce noise. He is also required to promote best practices for hovering aircraft and electronic news-gathering helos and conduct outreach to pilots to inform them of the voluntary policies. Military and emergency flights would not be restricted. In the end, the omnibus spending bill has started a one-year clock on the FAA, according to HAI, and if DOT cannot quantify that the voluntary measures have been effective, the FAA will have to get to work further restricting airspace to reduce the noise. The problem with flying an airplane equipped with both wheels and floats is to remember when to use which. A pilot escaped uninjured Tuesday after landing his Sea Ray airplane on Lake Hamilton in central Florida without first retracting the airplane's landing gear. The Ledger newspaper reports that the pilot was 77-year-old Richard McGarity of Winter Park. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, McGarity did not retract the landing gear of the 2001 Sea Ray before attempting the landing on the water. The plane reportedly tipped over and the cockpit began to take on water. McGarity was examined by Polk County, Florida medical staff and released at the scene. The Daily Ridge newspaper reports that, according to a witness, the plane hit the water very hard, bounced back into the air, and then impacted the water a second time before beginning to sink. A person operating a boat on the lake reportedly picked up the pilot, and only one wing of the plane was visible above the surface. The lake is home to the Lake Hamilton seaplane base. Well, first we heard from Boeing, then Airbus. Now, CAE says it has set a new record for the sale of full-flight simulators, with 43 simulators already sold year-to-date in fiscal 2014. The latest contracts include the sale of 5 full-flight simulators. The contracts are worth more than $63 million at list prices. In that same vein, Cinchin Jet, a directional aviation capital company, announced that 2013 was recorded as its best year since 2008. The company, recognized for inventing the jet card approach to flying privately in 1999, saw key metrics rise to levels not seen since 2008. With more than 4,000 cardholders, Cinchin Jet is the world's largest independent jet card provider. The company sold over 32,000 hours in 2013 and grew revenues to more than $150 million. Airbus group leaders say they welcome the decision by Congress to fund procurement of 20 UH-72A Lakota helicopters through an omnibus spending package that the president has indicated he will sign into law. The UH-72A Lakota is built in Columbus, Mississippi, by a workforce that is more than 50% U.S. military veterans. Army plans originally called for purchasing 31 Lakota helicopters in fiscal 2014, but a constrained budget environment resulted in an initial budget proposal that included funding for just 10 and plans to terminate the program thereafter. The final appropriations allocation doubles that number, allowing National Guard units to continue to provide support to citizens around the country. National Guard Lakotas have provided critical support responding to recent domestic emergencies, including this year's wildfires in Colorado, tornadoes in Oklahoma, severe flooding in the West, and Superstorm Sandy. When Aero News continues, is that a drone in your pocket? Flight Plan Go, it's a new app for iPad and it's free. And Aero Mobile, it's not Avgas, but a flying car from Slovakia.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Kickstarter campaign has been established for a small tri-rotor copter called a pocket drone that reportedly can carry a GoPro-sized camera but still fold up to a size smaller than most tablet devices. The company making the aircraft is AirDroids, and it says the pocket drone is the ultimate heavy-lift microcopter. The description on the Kickstarter website says 2014 will be the year of the drone and describes personal and professional photography as taking off. They do not mention, by the way, that such aircraft cannot be used for commercial purposes, according to the FAA. The aircraft's three arms all fold back, as do the rotors mounted at the ends of those arms, allowing the aircraft to be stowed in a bag smaller than a small shaving kit. AirDroids says the pocket drone will retail for under $500 ready to fly. With a camera that will capture 1080 HD video, it jumps to $595. AirDroids set a modest $35,000 goal for their campaign. And guess what? They already have received pledges for over 10 times that amount, $360,646 from 829 backers. And there's still a month and a half left in the Kickstarter campaign. FlightPlan.com has officially released its new free iPad app, FlightPlan Go, and it's available now for download at the iTunes Store. The FlightPlan Go app adds many features for users of FlightPlan.com in a new, redesigned app. The legacy FlightPlan app was originally created 4 years ago to provide pilots with airport information and approach charts. Just like the legacy app, FlightPlan Go is integrated with FlightPlan's website for one-stop flight planning. The Go app features include breadcrumbs that leave a trail on the screen to show where the user has flown, rubber banding of routing in-flight planning, ability to create and edit routes offline, and expanded FBO airport information, including fuel prices. What makes FlightPlan's Go iPad app so intriguing is that it's free. You can put as many devices as you want on the FlightPlan.com program. If you have an iPad in your airplane, you can leave it there. No matter where you are, you know you have access to the same data across all platforms, and you don't have to worry about a subscription for every device that you use. The Terra Fugia Transition is not the only roadable airplane that may one day bridge the gap between car and aircraft. In Slovakia, engineer and designer Stefan Klein has, since the early 1990s, been working on his aeromobile roadable aircraft and has conducted short flights in ground effect with a recent version of the vehicle. The vehicle has some design similarities to the Transition. It has two seats and folding wings like the U.S.-designed aircraft. It's about 20 feet long and is powered by a Rotax 912 engine. It's built of a steel frame with a carbon fiber skin. It's designed to qualify as an ultralight under Slovak aviation rules. A YouTube video released by the company shows the airplane, which is version 2.5 according to the company, driving to an airport and then making a low-altitude flight along the runway. Klein told the French news service AFP that he's currently developing version 3.0 of the roadable aircraft, which he plans to begin producing in the next few months with a goal of achieving Slovak ultralight aircraft certification. To operate the vehicle, at least in Slovakia, the driver pilot would need to hold both a driver's license and a pilot certificate. I'm just wondering if each new version of the AeroMobile has a fancy name, you know, like Max iOS updates. There's Maverick, Snow Leopard, Lions, and Tigers, and Bears. Oh my. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.